morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster. It is good to see you all today. I've been away for 3 weeks, and it is really good to be home. On my vacation, we actually left the city, and we went to Winnipeg. So I need to ask your prayers, because Charlie, my 9-year-old, thinks that Winnipeg is the best city in the world now, and has plans to move there.
Go Winnipeg!
I have suggested he should hold on until he visits Winnipeg again in February. Yeah. We have a few announcements. Adele, please.
Good morning. I'm here once again to remind folks that in September and October, we will be considering the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And the resource that we're going to use for that is a book by Marva Dawn called Keeping the Sabbath Holy with a W. That's available today. I have it with me. And again in September for $20 a copy. We'll begin our study on the 20th of September. We'll skip Thanksgiving and we'll go to the end of October. So that will be 5 Sundays. We'll do it between the 8:30 and the 10:30 service to try and give maximum possibility for people to attend. I know that skips the choir. If you folks are interested, talk to me because we'll work out a plan B for you. Anyway, so see me after the service. I'd be happy to sell you a copy.
It sounds like a wonderful book, worthy of study. Since Adele has turned our eyes to the fall, I have a few other fall announcements. Registration for Kids Camino is open. Kids Camino is a program that I hope everyone is familiar with. It runs on Wednesday evenings during the school year for children 5 through 11-ish. We are always eager to have more kids join us. We are also eager for more adults to join us. Now, I know that not everyone feels a call to children's ministry, so I want to assure you, no matter what your gifts are, I can find something for you to do. We could use kitchen volunteers. We could use planners. We could use people who are present with us on Wednesdays, not to lead, but to shepherd, to find that one kid who needs a little extra attention. And then, of course, there's always space for folks who like to plan and create activities for the children to do. In addition, Doors Open is coming up. And so if you would like to volunteer and help to represent St. James to our wider community, please let Michael know. He also is excellent at finding jobs for people. And a quick reminder that we are doing a school supplies drive. The full list of supplies went out in the email on Friday. I suspect there are posters up around the building, so take a look. And Rebecca, as always, can help you out if you can't find them. I think that is it. For summer, that's enough. Yeah. So let's pause for a moment as we prepare to worship. Please stand for our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and sent into our hearts the Spirit of your Son. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that all people may know the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were once disobedient to God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may be merciful to all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, how good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity.
It is like a fine oil upon the head that runs down upon the beard. Upon the beard of Aaron and runs down upon the
is like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the hills of Zion. For the Lord has ordained the blessing, life forevermore.
Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. You that stand by night in the house of the Lord,
lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord.
The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you out of Zion.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" Jesus answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of Christ. Please be seated. This gospel needs a little unpacking. We enter the story halfway through. The part that we miss is that some Pharisees have come up to Jesus and have asked him why he and his disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. Now, they are asking about a ritual washing of hands. This isn't a question of cleanliness. It's about a spiritual practice that they have brought out of the temple and into their daily lives. Now, there is nothing wrong with the practice in principle, especially if it helps the Pharisees to grow in faith, to focus on God, to give thanks for all that they have received. But it does become problematic when the Pharisees decide that everyone should worship and live the way they are worshiping and living, that everyone should observe the traditions that they hold dear. It becomes problematic when they judge those around them for not being as strict and observant as they are. And it becomes problematic when, as happens to so many of us, it turns out that they are focused on the practices they value, and they are ignoring practices they don't. So Jesus points that out, and he says, "Your tradition is just that. It is a tradition." And that the Pharisees are not, in fact, becoming more holy, more pure by holding on to these traditions. Their behavior, their judgment, their lack of charity towards their neighbors shows that their hearts are just as defiled as everyone else's. In Anglicanism, we have a saying. You may have heard it before. All may, none must, some should. And when it comes to practices like these ones, traditions, extras, they can be very helpful when they open our hearts to God and neighbor. And if they don't, if they close us off from others, if they make us more judgmental, more prone to dismissing or disregarding others, then they may not be right for us at this time. This message is so important that the author of Matthew pairs Jesus' teaching with an object lesson. He gives the disciples a moment to try out what they have just learned. And so all of a sudden, Jesus and his disciples have left the Pharisees. They are in the Gentile region of Tyre and Sidon, where they encounter a Canaanite woman. Now, being a Gentile, a Canaanite, is strike one for her. Being a woman, probably strike two. And then, she is loud, and she is persistent. And so the disciples ask Jesus to send her away. They haven't paid her enough attention to hear that her daughter needs healing. And that's when Jesus makes it awkward. Jesus uses defiling language. Defiling language that would have been so common among his people that no one ever second-guessed it. And he calls her a dog. Jesus gives voice, and he shines a light on the disregard, on the dismissal for this woman that the disciples have, that they have not even begun to question. Now, unholy words coming from a holy person are hard to ignore. And so I wonder if that is why Jesus uses them. Because in so doing, he forces us to tangle with what happens next. Because this woman is not the picture of impurity. She is not the definition of unholiness. She is the picture of faith. She addresses Jesus as Lord. She kneels down before him and begs him for help. And as she engages with him, as she debates with him, there is none of the malice that you have heard from other people previously. All that she is doing, all that she wants, is for Jesus to have mercy on her daughter. She is persistent because she knows that she and her daughter are just as worthy of God's notice, of God's healing, as anybody else. As uncomfortable as this encounter is, I am so glad that we are now witnesses to it, that we, along with the disciples, hear her words and hear Jesus pronounce that her faith is great. Because she is not special. She is not unique among her people. She is an ordinary woman doing what comes naturally to so many of us. And so through her, we learn that this way of thinking, this way of acting that we see from both the disciples and the Pharisees is not what Jesus wants for us. Jesus takes the defiling, dehumanizing language and frees us from it. He frees us from ever thinking that we could be justified in ignoring someone's suffering or deciding that some people are not worthy of our notice. Jesus shows us that all people from all cultures and all places are worthy of his love. And if his, then ours as well. And it seems to me that the more that we can accept this truth, the more we trust that working for the good of all people, not just those we know or love or approve of, the more just the world might be, the more like the kingdom of God the world might be. And that sounds like very good work to me. It sounds like holy work to me. And it is work that I am glad to be back doing with you. Amen. Stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to
the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please assume a posture of prayer.
The response for the prayers of the people are, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. God of purity, cleanse our thoughts of all that would abuse or demean others. Forgive the sins we do and those we dream that infect our character. With heart and mind and voice, we will sing your praises. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. God of compassion, your son had his scope expanded by the Canaanite woman's persistence. Challenge the boundaries we set to our charity and concern. May your justice give cause for all to delight in you. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. God of hospitality, you set a place for all at your table. Open our hearts to embrace those easily excluded and despised. We will declare your saving health among all peoples. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. God of healing, at your word, the girl was released from her distress. Announce your freedom to all weighed down with sickness and infirmity. Lord, have mercy on all in their distress. And we think today especially of Kate, Terry, Judy, Cheryl, Christina, Dan, Anne, Barbara, Brian, Brenda, Joan, Jim, Charles and family, for Heather and Glenn, and for Peter. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. God of hope, you bring life to all who call upon your name. Draw into your eternal family all who have died. Restore the fortunes of your people, O Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry that we have to repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God and Father, you have adopted us to be your heirs. Accept all that we offer you this day, and give us grace to live as faithful children. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows, and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death, and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave thanks to you, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, we break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to hear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for a crown. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a that old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for a crown.
Please stand for our communion hymn.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we have received a token of your promise. May we who have been nourished by holy things live as faithful heirs to your promised kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.